Elissa Walker Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, in hour number two. It is time to completely shift gears. The 2016 NFL Scouting Combine is underway in Indianapolis, and we've invited a very special guest to join us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And that, of course, is Geir Gudmundsson. He is the Director of Football Operations at Test Football. It is a New Jersey facility that has trained the likes of Joe Flacco, Patrick Peterson, DeMario Davis, among others, before the NFL Combine and the NFL Draft. It is his first time on the show. Geir, it's nice to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Geir, tell us about the Test Football Academy and how you help athletes reach their peak performance.
Our program, when athletes come through, what we do is our process is we put them through a full medical evaluation. What that means is we surround them with our medical staff. We break them down from a movement pattern standpoint. We put them through a functional movement screen, an FMS screen. What we can do from there is then set them up programming-wise through our strength staff, and we can set them up with our speed staff, medical staff, and everyone else necessary that needs to go through this process to make it efficient. Now, if there's anything underlying that we need to take action for, then we have the right people, medical staff, to point them in the right direction. Now, that then turns our physical therapy, Jason Ellowitz, or that would be Dr. Robert Monaco, who's the head orthopedist for Rutgers for all sports. Going through this process, we want to surround these kids with the right people. Now, whether that's positionally, whether that's medically, whether that's strength-wise, whether that's speed-wise, we make sure that these kids who come through our program get the same, get the world-class coaches that can take them through this process and make sure that they're comfortable with everything that's going to be thrown at them through whatever, through this important day that they're going to go through, because, they've been waiting for this, their whole lives. This is the most important job interview of their life. And now they have a lot of pressure and a lot riding on this, quote unquote, one day. So they want to make sure that, they're prepared. There's going to be a lot of tension. There's going to be a lot of nervousness, but we want to make sure that they're in a routine. We want to make sure that they feel comfortable in this day, which is what happens to be a nervous day, but with our program, it's just another day. You know what I mean? It's repetitive. We've done thousands and thousands of reps, so we want to make sure that these guys are comfortable with any situation, what they're doing.
Geir Gudmundsson is the Director of Football Operations at Test Football, a New Jersey facility that has trained so many outstanding athletes. And I'd love for you now to highlight some of the Test Football athletes and how have they done in the combine in terms of their performances so far. Who has impressed, Geir?
Well, so we have it varies every year. I mean, as you mentioned before, we've had, Joe Flacco, Patrick Peterson. This year, we're actually out at the combine. We have Alabama cornerback Cyrus Jones, number 5, who's going to hopefully run sub 4.4s, perform phenomenal in his lateral speed, his multidirectional speed. He's an explosive athlete, and we have many athletes who have come through our program. Whether it's our combine guys, whether it's our NFL pro guys, from the likes of Bart Scott, Jamal Westerman, Mark Sanchez, Barry Cofield, Vlad Dukas, Jericho Coppins. These are guys who have come through our program, and the best part about it is, when you come through Test Football Academy, I feel like you become part of the family, because what happens is, these guys come to the program, they put the work in, and when they're done, what they want to do is they want to be around these younger athletes and give back. And sometimes that happens if you just hang around the facility and kind of putting their knowledge back into it, or actually becoming a positional coach. Now, that happens with, one of our players who went through our combine process, Jamal Westerman. Jamal Westerman went to University of Rutgers, went through the combine process with us, actually needed some more medical attention because he had a ruptured bicep muscle. So we took him through this process with a more individualized medical attention through our doctors. So he had a different process, but he got through it. He got through it in his own way, was successful, got onto the Jets, played, had a fifth-year NFL career. Now he plays for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Had a very, very successful one. In his first year, he had, I believe, he was second in the league in sacks. And now every year he's come back, and he has been an intricate part in the process for these guys, being a positional coach, not only just a positional coach, but just a resource for these kids to kind of lean on and to say, hey, this is how I'm a professional. This is how I approach the game. This is how I do things. He's the ultimate pro's pro. There's nothing, you can say a lot about how he approaches the game and how he passes his knowledge on, which it goes a long way for these young kids to see an older guy and how he handles his professional career.
The NFL Scouting Combine, it is underway right now in Indianapolis, and it's interesting, our guest, Geir Gudmundsen, who is the Director of Football Operations at Test Football, a New Jersey facility that trains so many of these premier athletes. You are a former All-American at Albany, and you played in the NFL. How has the combine prep? We're running out of time, but I mean, how much has the combine changed since you've been out of it?
The combine tests haven't changed much, but I tell you that the process and the prep and the science behind it has, the timing that we put into this, and I tell you, myself, Kevin Dunn, CEO, the time that we put into it and the effort that we put into it and everybody on staff that we put it with, the time we put in, has changed because we want to make this as efficient as a program as possible because time is of the essence because these kids have sometimes only 6 weeks to come through our program at Test Football Academy. And we want to make sure that they're every minute, every rep, every step, every technique is taken advantage of, and they need to have the best day of their life, and they need to take advantage of every single day.
Absolutely.
That's what we need to do.
It's been a pleasure having with us Geir Gudmundsen, the Director of Football Operations at Test Football, the New Jersey facility that has trained so many of the NFL greats, Joe Flacco, Patrick Peterson, and others. Thank you so much for joining us tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Thank you, Geir.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Stick around. Much more MLB talk straight ahead right after this quick timeout.